A state question that would give crime victims new rights under the state constitution is going before voters in November. Oklahoma already has a Bill of Rights for crime victims that includes many of the things the ballot initiative provides. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports what Marcy's Law could change in Oklahoma's criminal trials.
Kid has a huge heart.
Kelly Veerling is sitting in her office on the Oklahoma State University campus. She's describing her son, 21-year-old Alex Veerling, who was killed here in Stillwater nearly 4 years ago. Veerling says her son carried a gun to protect himself. He had it with him when he went to a friend's party the day he died.
And Alex had shown it to three different people.
An 18-year-old woman somehow got hold of the gun and shot Alex, according to court records. Alex died. The woman was convicted of second-degree manslaughter. After the shooting, Kelly Veerling says she was left in the dark.
We assumed there would be charges pressed. Nothing was happening.
A month passed. Veerling says no one updated her family on the shooter's arrest or the hearings that followed. And after the shooter was sentenced to 8 months, Veerling says no one from the state told her that the shooter received special status that cut the sentence in half.
Is it too much to ask to know that a warrant has been issued? Is it too much to ask to sit in a bond hearing?
If voters approve State Question 794 in November, Veerling thinks other victims and families won't run into the same problems. The ballot initiative is part of a national campaign called Marcy's Law, which has convinced six states to change state constitutions so victims have constitutional rights similar to criminal defendants. Montana courts repealed Marcy's Law late last year because it conflicted with the state constitution. Aaron Sheely is a professor at the University of Oklahoma's College of Law.
It's not actually adding all that many more rights that didn't already exist.
Sheely says Oklahoma law already requires that victims and families are informed about important dates, including ones Kelly Veerling says she wasn't told about. Tulsa County Public Defender Corvin Brewster thinks State Question 794 will make several changes that would damage Oklahoma's court system. First, it requires crime victims be given a voice at important parts of trial, like the defendant's bond and plea hearings.
But you would give someone with really a completely different set of interests the ability to step into the courtroom and demand that the judge listen to them.
Brewster is afraid victims would stop plea agreements, which are used to settle most felony cases. Professor Sheely doesn't think that victims speaking at these hearings will disrupt most criminal trials, but says it could slow down an already inefficient court system.
Whenever the criminal justice system costs money and time, usually criminal defendants suffer.
Sheely says victims should have a voice at sentencing and later parole hearings, like state law allows now. Brewster, the public defender, worries State Question 794 will complicate trials if attorneys try to interview victims and families or ask them to produce evidence. Sheely doubts that would be a problem.
Maybe the victim wouldn't have to respond directly to requests for things, but the prosecution will always have to.
Sheely said judges would still be able to order victims to cooperate. Next, Brewster believes the state question would allow victims, their families, or attorneys to disrupt a trial by demanding the court enforce their rights. Sheely is sympathetic, but says sometimes the court should hear from victims and families, like when the defendant could be released on bond.
Probably the victim does have a fair amount to say about the potential ongoing dangerousness of the accused.
Sheely worries about Marcy's Law's attempt to make crime victims' rights equal to the defendant's in court. She says defendants' rights come from the U.S. Constitution.
Saying that there's another stakeholder who has equal rights, that's inviting some problems.
But Sheely doesn't think Marcy's Law will directly challenge defendants' constitutional rights, and if any judge chose state law over federal law, she says the decision would go to federal court. Kelly Veerling believes more than anything, Marcy's Law will guarantee crime victims and their families access to the information they need.
Knowledge for a victim is power.
Veerling says there will always be victims, so Oklahoma needs to figure out how to empower them. She says Marcy's Law is an important step. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on 2018 election issues, visit kgou.org and click the link for State Impact.